In Mirsabit, in the northern Kenya, Augustine Lenamoy founded the Northern Pastoralist Youth Development Organization, NPYDO, an organization run entirely by young people with the aim of improving the social and economic situation of local communities through activities for development. We are in Marsabit, a province in the north of Kenya, on the border with Ethiopia. 80% of the territory is made up of desert here, and the poverty rate among the rural population is very high, with strong negative consequences in terms of food, access to drinking water, and the possibility of economic growth. In this context, in 2016, NPYDO was born. Founder Augustine Lenamoy says that the driving force that brought the organization to life was the idea of loving each other, growing together, and leaving no one behind. In fact, the province of Merzebit, says Augustine, has been marginalized in the field of development by all post-colonial regimes. But this starting condition has further increased the desire to pool skills, resources, ideas, time and energy to carry out projects that open up, especially for young people, previously unthinkable opportunities. One example is the story of Nesieko, the eldest in a family of 8 children belonging to a strongly patriarchal community in which educational opportunities for women are minimal. Nesieko, Augustine explains, had to drop out of school to undergo compulsory infibulation, and then she was assigned a suitor chosen by her parents. 6 months later, she married him and then she had 2 children. She became a mother completely dependent on her husband for her basic needs. When the organization founded the Shepherd School, Nesieko cites with relief because she was able to go back to school and learn important skills for her personal fulfillment. She was the first student of the school to graduate, and she started her own business that is still going strong today, thanks to what she learned at school. Another project that has reopened scenarios of hope includes the Tournament for Peace and the Marathon of Concerns, a football tournament and a marathon respectively, which are usually held during the August and December holidays. Augustine clarifies that the aim of these initiatives is to sensitize young people about peace, as they are the most involved in militias and armed conflicts between local tribes. The project aims to demonstrate with facts the regenerative power of love as opposed to the devastating effects of hatred and conflict. This message, among other things, struck a strong echo even to the elderly and significantly contributed to the achievement of peaceful and harmonious coexistence among the tribes in many areas of the territory. Information and awareness raising initiatives are followed by those offering a concrete alternative, such as Morenry Greening, a project that rehabilitates young soldiers who have laid down their weapons through environmental sustainability activities such as reforestation, in relation to the objectives of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development promoted by the United Nations. And the Water Filter project is moving in the same direction, aiming to improve access to clean water and sanitation where government efforts to drill wells are not successful. Being able to carry out these projects means facing the challenges of the local population, which are compatible with global challenges. After all, despite being so focused on its own territory, NPYDO has never lost its gaze to the world, proposing itself rather as a meeting place between different cultures. This is what Augustine tells us about the Asante Africa project carried out in collaboration with Youth for a United World. The Asante Africa project is an exchange program through which young people from all over the world come to various provinces of Kenya to volunteer serving the local community or the school. At the same time, they experience the beauty of the encounter between different cultures, discovering, for example, each other's cuisine and different languages. These are just some of the many initiatives that we could list to tell how, in a province in the north of Kenya, thanks to the Northern Pastoralist Youth Development Organization and the desire to pull talents and skills, a seed of hope was born for many young people. NPYDO does not provide solutions, but, as the founder states, it offers help to address community problems, provides challenging experiences and teach how to overcome them, and at the same time wants to demonstrate the importance of human values for a better future, leaving no one behind.